Father, I'm just a vessel. Use me. Touch my lips, my Lord. Give me wisdom. Father, our heart's desires that you will speak to us. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Joshua. Tonight I'm going to speak to you about your covering. Your covering. But before we start with your covering, last night, Erica was very restless in bed. And she was rolling around and she woke me up. And I couldn't go back to sleep. So I laid in bed and I started to meditate on God and speak to Him. And He started to give me a vision. Showed me a machine. It's a combination woodwork machine. Excellent machine. Made in Germany or whatever, I don't know. And he said, oh, Shanae wants to tell you the story. She knows it. I'm just joking. And he said, liken God to that machine. You say, but you can't like God to that machine. Yes, you can. He gave us permission because he used the example. He said, my spirit is like a two-edged sword. Sword is a machine, sharper than a two-edged sword. So he used the machine. And he says, see that machine? You can do anything on that machine. Now, I believe that machine is clever. It's digital. It's got lasers. Put a piece of wood in front of that machine. I think it will cut through it cleanly. But that machine is so clever. If I put my finger there, it will recognize my finger. It won't cut my finger off. So I put my finger in front of the blade, push it through, boop, off is my finger. Gone. See, what you believe doesn't change that machine. That machine operates according to its handbook. Doesn't matter what you believe. Don't change God. So my friend comes and says, what happened to your finger? He said, no, the machine cut it off. He said, yeah, you did it wrong. You put your finger again before the machine. And just before you push it through the blade, you shout the loudest that you can at the machine and it won't cut off your finger. So I go, I put my finger again in front of the machine. And I shout and I push it through. And poof, off is my second finger. You see, it doesn't matter what people say about God. It doesn't change God. God is the same. He operates according to its handbook. So I learned my lesson. So I go and read the handbook a little bit. Because we're lazy to read the handbook. So I know how to switch the machine on and off and cut wood. But that machine is made to make top quality furniture. It can make anything. It's got a spindle, it's got a lay, it's got a planer, it's got a drill attachment, it's got a lot of attachments onto it. So because I'm lazy, I only use it to cut wood for the fire. That's all. Many people are like that. They know a little bit of God. They're not interested in learning something more. They only use God for a small portion of their life. So I said, all right, let me go and study that handbook. So I studied the handbook. I learned all of the attachments. I know how to operate that machine. And I can make dresses, furniture, bedroom furniture, everything. But it takes me long because I haven't practiced. You need to practice. Can't go to a demon-possessed guy and just cast out. You need to practice. Can't do spiritual warfare. You need to practice. The more you practice, the better you will become. The more you pray for somebody that's sick and healing happens, the bolder you get. So you need to study your handbook. Learn it. And practice our handbook. So tonight, second page, and then you can go and sit, Emil. Thank you. So tonight we're going to look at your covering. I read through the book of Exodus, and Exodus is a book that you don't like to read through, and it gives you all of the don'ts and do's. And so I read through Exodus 26. So you can turn in your Bibles to Exodus 26, but I'm going to skip, and I'm just going to take some verses, because otherwise it's too long. And I started at verse 1 and says, "Moreover, you shall make the tabernacle with 10 curtains of fine woven linen and blue purple scarlet thread with artistic designs of cherubim. You shall weave them." Verse 7. "And you shall also make curtains of goat's hair." Verse 14. "You shall also make a covering of ram skins dyed red for the tent." And then same verse, "and a covering of badger skins above that." Here you see the four coverings of the tabernacle in the wilderness. And I read through it, and it's boring. And I leaned back on my chair and I said, "Holy Spirit, there's something that you want to teach me here." And I closed my eyes, and immediately the Holy Spirit started to speak to me. Immediately. And he says, yes, tabernacle in the wilderness, Old Testament, shadow of the New Testament. Old Testament, it's physical, man-made. New Testament, spiritual, God made us. Old Testament, it's an example for us. New Testament, it's real. Old Testament, the tabernacle was made by men. And it, God dwelled in it. New Testament, God lives in us. We are the tabernacle. God commanded Moses to place four coverings over the tabernacle in the wilderness. Should those four coverings not be over us also? We are the new tabernacle. And the Holy Spirit said to me, yes, the first covering is fine woven linen. And its colors is purple, scarlet. Purple and scarlet is royal colors. Speaks of God. God is our first covering. The fine linen represents our rebirth, born again. Cannot be covered if you're not born again. Fine linen. We are His righteousness. We are in right standing. We were. Our works are like filthy rags. We were filthy rags. We're no longer filthy rags. We are now fine linen. Revelation 19 speaks of white linen. It's the marriage gown that we're going to wear. Where did we get the marriage gown? Being born again. When the high priest Aaron went into the Holy of Holies, he had to wash himself and he had to put on pants of linen and a coat of linen to be able to go into the Holy of Holies. So linen speaks of holiness. So we are covered. Our first covering is God Himself. Those linen we don't get by ourselves. It's by the blood of God, blood of Jesus Christ, that we've got those fine linens. The decorations of cherubim speaks of God. Those six, five and five sheets are connected by golden hooks, speaks of God. So that is our first covering. Then you shall make a curtain of goat's hair. And the Holy Spirit immediately spoke to me. And it says, goat's hair speaks of prayer. And I said, Holy Spirit, how do you get prayer to goat's hair? Kept no answer. Didn't get an answer. I said, fine, Holy Spirit, if you tell it's prayer, it's prayer. So our second covering is prayer. We are covered by prayer. And the third covering is rams or goats' skins, again, dyed red. And the Holy Spirit immediately told me, it's worship. And I said, worship, ram skins, how do you get to it? Didn't get an answer. I said, fine, Holy Spirit, if you say it's worship, it's worship. Our covering is worship. And he said to me, yes, it's red because it's a offering. The highest kind of worship that we can offer to God is an offer of worship. That is a worship where you don't feel like worship. Where you've lost your job and you feel like a worm, but you worship God. Where you are sick in hospital, you can't even speak to your spouse, but you worship God. Where you go through a rough time and your month is much longer than your money. And you ran out of money the 10th already. And you worship God because you don't feel like worship. It's an offering. It costs you something. It doesn't come natural. The last thing that you want to do is worship. Because you don't feel good. And you worship. And then the last covering. Afrikaans says robbervelle. English says badger skins. It's a tough skin. Tough. Erika's got a pair of skin boots. I think it's 20 years old. Still lasts. Don't wear them. Can't finish them. It's tough. And we as Christians must be tough. Outside they ridicule us. They speak bad about us. Oh, those happy clappy must roll off our backs like water. It mustn't affect us. Many times we deserve those criticisms because of what the church in general does. Spraying doom, whatever. I've ridiculed the church. I've said, yes, those hillbillies that takes up serpents, but for them it's real. Who am I to criticize them? They don't understand the Bible. We understand the Bible different. It comes back to the handbook. But we must not be affected by the world. You as a Christian must walk head and shoulders tall. Not affected by this world. Not affected by your family that wants to break you down because you're a Christian. So, as the Holy Spirit spoke to me, as I sat there, I closed the Bible. I didn't read further. Next day, I read further. And I came to chapter 29. And chapter 29 has to do with the consecration of the priest. See, the Holy Spirit is awesome. He confirms your word for you. This chapter is not for the world out there. It's for the priest. It's for you and me. We are set aside. We are priests. And it says, verse 1, but I'm just going to take parts. Take one young bull and two rams without blemish. Two rams has to be offered for the consecration of the priest. And you shall take one ram, verse 15, and you shall take one ram, and Aaron and his sons shall put their hands on its head of the ram. And you shall kill the ram, and you shall take the blood and sprinkle it all around the altar. Verse 18, and you shall burn the whole ram on the altar, It is a burnt offering, a sweet aroma, an offering made by fire to the Lord. First ram, first covering, told you it is prayer. Sweet aroma, what fills heaven today? What is the sweet aroma in heaven today? It's our prayers. Prayer represents sweet aroma. Here, God, the Holy Spirit confirms what He just told me. First covering, first ram, sweet aroma. Second ram, verse 19, you shall also take the other ram, and an Aaron and his sons shall put their hands on the head of the ram. Then you shall kill the ram, and take some of the blood and put it on the tip of the right ear of Aaron and the tip of the right ear of his sons, the thumb of the right hand and the big toe on the right foot, and sprinkle the blood all around the altar. Worship. What you hear, worship is not only come to church and lift your hands, worship, it's your act of worship, it's what you do out there in the world also. It's your life. Your life should be worship. You do for God because He's worthy. You praise Him because He's worthy. So what you do, what you hear, and where you go is covered by the blood of the Lamb, ram. And then, verse 24, verse 26, you shall take the breast of the ram, of Aaron, consecration, and wave it as a wave offering. So you shall take the breast of the ram, wave it as a wave offering. Speaks of worship. And you shall take the thigh of the ram and lift it up as a heave offering, worship. So the second ram speaks of worship. Second covering of the tent speaks of worship. And then the last one, the one that I didn't have a confirmation about, Pastor Keith preached on Sunday morning about. What did he preach? Offense. Offense. Don't take offense. Remember, Satan will use people in the church to offend you. Don't take offense. You have to be thick-skinned like the badger skin. Your covering should be thick like the badger skin covering. Because if you don't, if you allow offense to come in, Pastor Keith, we all laughed Sunday morning because he had such beautiful illustrations. If you allow Satan to break down that covering of badger skin, if you allow yourself to be offended, you will stay away from church. You will stop worshiping. Once you stop worship, you will stop praying. Once you stop praying, you will backslide, and your fine linen, excuse me, covering is gone, and you are dead, killed, second death, lost forever. So God confirmed His word for me in the Bible and by the preaching of Pastor Keith on Sunday morning. Now, if God commanded Moses to make those four coverings over the natural tabernacle that was made by hands, don't you think that those four coverings should cover you, the spiritual tabernacle, the tabernacle where God is living now? He's moved out of the natural tabernacle. He's living in you and me, the spiritual tabernacle. And we need to be covered. We need to be covered. If you are not covered, Satan will surely destroy you because he's out there like a roaring lion. Amen. I finished early, quickly. Pastor Dave. Make sure that you don't lose your covering. Don't make sure. It's easy not to come to church on a Sunday night. I'm speaking to the converted. It's easy not to come to a prayer meeting on a Monday. It's so much nicer at home. It's comfortable. But it takes something out of you. It takes an offering to worship God. Amen. Don't lose your covering. Amen. Let's pray. Father, we thank you that your word is sharper than a two-edged sword, my Lord. Father, we thank you that you reminded us that we need to be under your covering, Father. Father, I pray for your covering to be on every one of us, that we will not move out from underneath your covering, my Lord. Holy Spirit, I pray that you will help us. Help us not to take offense. Help us to offer up that sacrifice where the body is weak and doesn't want to, that you will give us strength to give sacrifice, that offer of worship, my Lord. Father, make us a praying church. Prayer warriors, I pray, my Lord. Keep us under your covering. Keep us under your hand. Father, I pray. And as we go out tonight, Father, that you will keep us in the palm of your hands. And we know that nothing and nobody will be able to snatch us out, my Lord. We give you glory, praise, and honor. Amen.